The Tejano Conjunto Festival will offer more than music this year. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan explains the party will celebrate graphic art, too.
Christina Bailly, executive director of the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center, says a particular piece of art will be at the center of the festival.
Everybody always looks forward to seeing what this year's image of the Conjunto Festival is going to be, because it's on posters, it's on t-shirts everywhere.
The Guadalupe asked artists to submit their concepts in poster form. 65 artists did, and the winner was announced Wednesday. Bailly says this year's selected artist breaks new ground.
For the first time, a high school student wins the contest. It's Ciara Gazares from Communications Arts High School in Northside ISD.
The top prize nets Gazares $1,500 for the poster, which has a mosaic look to it.
It has some elders dancing in there, and then it has images of some iconic conjunto musicians, and that's Flaco Jimenez and Max Baca.
The festival begins on Wednesday, May 15th, kicking off with a free seniors dance at the Guadalupe Theater.
On Thursday night, we have our annual Conjunto Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and that has become a really lovely program.
On Friday, they switch to the West Side's Rosedale Park, where music reigns.
Friday, we have Rio Jordan, who are the sons of Esteban Jordan, another generation of conjunto music, Flavio Longoria, who's the son of Valerio Longoria. And then on Sunday, we feature some of the San Antonio greats like Eva Ibarra, Los Tex-Maniacs with Flaco Jimenez.
Jimenez and Los Tex-Maniacs have 6 Grammys between them. To see the festival poster, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.